KQED.
Good morning. I'm Queenie Kim, and this is a California Report. In recent years, there's been a spotlight on fatal shootings of unarmed black men by police nationwide. And you'd think all that attention might give efforts to police the police a good chance of passing in Sacramento. But as Marisa Lagos from KQED's California Politics and Government Desk reports, that's not the case.
California voters have embraced sweeping criminal justice reforms in recent years, rolling back harsh sentencing laws like three strikes and legalizing marijuana, mostly over the objections of law enforcement. But in the state capitol, lawmakers haven't been as willing to buck police groups, says Natasha Minsker, a lobbyist for the ACLU of Northern California. Take two bills her group supported this year. One would have required the attorney general to study officer-involved shootings. The other would have established statewide standards for how police departments handle body camera footage. Both were opposed by police groups. Both died recently.
And I think that the problem is still the way the power structure is set up here in Sacramento. There's a lot of power in the hands of law enforcement associations and law enforcement unions, and it's very hard for community groups to have their voice heard.
Police groups say the ACLU has plenty of power. Randy Perry, who lobbies for PORAC, a statewide police association representing 70,000 officers, says legislation pushed by police hasn't fared any better. His group wrote a bill this year to create mediation programs for complaints of police bias. It also died in the legislature.
Nothing's getting through. Is the answer maybe we all need to get together and fix it together? Probably is the answer.
But with the legislative session ending this week, the status quo will have to do for now. For the California Report, I'm Marisa Lagos.
San Francisco is one of the most expensive cities in the world, but now it's handing out something for free to all its residents, a community college education. The California Report's education reporter Anna Tintoklis has the details.
Theodore Tulliver is 44 and a San Francisco native. He goes by the name Teddy T and wears sunglasses pretty much all of the time.
Well, we can go up here, hang over here at the multi-purpose building over here. That's where a majority of my classes are.
Beyond his cool exterior is a dedicated student. I meet him on campus at City College of San Francisco. He's just a few classes away from getting his associate's degree in public health. His emphasis, substance abuse counseling. A Narcotics Anonymous workbook is tucked in his book bag. But Teddy tells me that's not for school. He's been clean and sober for over 2 years.
You know, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a fireman or a police officer. And I looked around, I'm not a police officer or a fireman. I'm like, what the hell is this? So, you know, I'm going to prison, going to jail, doing time. And I understood that I didn't like that. This isn't what I wanted to do.
What he wanted to do was go to college, but he struggled to make ends meet. And he says the Free City Initiative came just in time. He plans on becoming an addiction and mental health counselor once he's done with school this year.
You're like, yeah, like for real, man. Like, man, I'm one of the people that's going to get a degree this year. Wow.
San Francisco joins 50 other California cities with a tuition-free community college initiative. Los Angeles, Long Beach, Riverside, and Richmond in Northern California also offer free college credits through what's called Promise Programs. But those programs only benefit low-income students or high school seniors with stellar grades. San Francisco's bold new approach covers the costs for all of its local students. City officials will spend $5.4 million this semester to make that happen.
In a sense, we're going back to the future. You know, community college used to be free.
That's Mark Rocha, the new chancellor for San Francisco City College.
It was free for 40 years, you know, until the 80s. How did that generation figure it out? Well, I don't think it was magic. They figured it out that every dollar that we invest brings back many more dollars in return.
In the form of more college graduates, productive workers, and well-trained professionals in the city. Last year, city voters approved a transfer tax, which levied a fee on any property sold for at least $5 million in San Francisco. The money from that measure will fund Free City for the next 2 years. One education advocate has several concerns with the plan. Kate Schwass is with College Spring, a nonprofit that helps low-income students get into four-year institutions. She's worried too many students will settle for a community college because it's free. And for some students, the high cost of books and housing could still prevent them from completing their program.
This type of plan can look really great on paper and then not end up with the results that we really want.
But city officials say they are covering some non-tuition costs for the neediest students. And they're hopeful. City College is experiencing record enrollment growth this fall, the highest for any community college in California. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tentakulis in San Francisco.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org. The James Irvine Foundation, expanding economic and political opportunity for Californians who are working but struggling with poverty. More at irvine.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.
And finally, Apple is expected to unveil its new iPhones tomorrow. And as with all these events, there's been a lot of leaks about the new features, and one of them is expected to be an Annie emoji. That's short, it seems, for animated emoji. According to the blog 9to5, the iPhone will use 3D face sensors to create an animated emoji based on the expressions you make into the camera. Makes you wonder what CEO Tim Cook's an emoji will reflect back to him when he finds out about the leak. Of course, nothing is nailed down yet, but that is it for the California Report for Monday, September 11th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Queenie Kim, and have a good day.